Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Shane Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred McMullen. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Happy Felsch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chick Gandel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Weaver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Sicott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Sicott. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The second baseman, Buck Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Benny Kauf. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Heinie Zimmermann. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Art Fletcher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Robertson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walter Holke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Raridan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Rube Benton. And now, play ball. Shane Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Raridan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf hits a fly ball towards right. Collins settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Collins. Heinie Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kauf moves to second. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weaver. The throw from Raridan and Fletcher drops the ball. Weaver is safe on the error. Weaver moves to second. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Collins fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holke moves to third. Rube Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raridan moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Sicotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicotte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Raridan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holke settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Holke. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Raridan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog strikes out. One out. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 0 for 1 in the game. Kauf hits a fly ball towards right. Collins settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Collins. Kauf moves to second. Heine Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weaver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kauf moves to third. Two outs. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Felsch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gandel hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins, who is chasing the ball. Robertson reaches third base with a triple. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-1 in the game. Holke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Holke reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raridan bunts towards the mound. Sicott fields it and throws to first for the out. Holke moves to third. One out. Rube Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sicott picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sicott. Holke scores. Burns moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gandel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk strikes out. Raridan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schalk out. Two outs. Eddie Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott is 0-for-1 in the game. Sicott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 0-for-2 in the game. Kauf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Zimmermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmermann hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shane O'Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Holke strikes out. Two outs. Bill Raridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herzog scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Happy Felsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felsch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chick Gandel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gandel is 0-for-2 in the game. Gandel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rube Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton strikes out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weaver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Benny Kauf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauf is 0-for-3 in the game. Kauf hits a fly ball into center field. Felsch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weaver hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Weaver reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and has Weaver trapped. He races towards second and tags Weaver for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eddie Sicotte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sicotte is 0-for-2 in the game. Sicotte strikes out. There goes Schalk. The throw from Raridan to second, and Schalk is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Heine Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. There goes Robertson. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Holke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Raritan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shoeless Joe Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.